Simon & Schuster Audio presents One Party After Another: The Disruptive Life of Nigel Farage by Michael Crick. Read by Richard Attlee. Introduction. Sweating heavily, the pilot put out a mayday call. His passenger awaited his fate, having decided there was nothing he could do or say to help. He considered calling or texting his nearest and dearest, but didn't see how that would assist much either. He thought about lighting a cigarette, but then remembered how a lot of fuel might be spilt if the aircraft had to crash land. Which it soon did. It was early morning on the day of the British general election of 2010. In its final moments, the two-man plane had plummeted to earth at 80 miles an hour. The impact separated the engine from its mounts and collapsed the landing gear, an official report found later. As the fuselage hit the ground, the front section dug in and the aircraft pivoted forwards, coming to rest inverted. "It's strange," Nigel Farage reflected years later. "Initially, you're filled with fear, and as the ground rushes up, a sort of sense of resignation kind of feeling. Well, if this is it, let's hope it's all over quickly." Farage opened his eyes. "There is light. Good God, I'm still here," he thought to himself. Still strapped into his seat, he could see the grass right in front of his nose. His face was almost touching it. His blood was dripping onto the turf. Another few inches and the former and future leader of the UK Independence Party would surely have been dead, and the momentous decade which enveloped British politics after 2010 might have been very different. It's not just a matter of whether or not the United Kingdom would still be a member of the European Union. The Brexit battle has also transformed our politics in ways which may be permanent. We may soon see the end of the United Kingdom itself, even if such repercussions were never intended by those like Farage, who had long fought to leave the European Union. This is the extraordinary story of one of the most important politicians of modern British history. He's been a more significant player than most leaders of the traditional political parties, more influential than quite a few prime ministers. Nigel Farage is the only man ever to have won a nationwide election as leader of an insurgent party. And he managed that astonishing feat twice, 5 years apart, leading two different parties. Yet Farage has never been elected to the House of Commons, never served as a government minister, and will almost certainly never achieve either role. He will go down as one of the great political communicators of our age, a man with a rare...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?